If today's oversight to Morgenzon Mpumalanga is anything to go by, the private sector cares more about South Africa's poorest and most vulnerable than the ANC government, who is mandated to serve them. It was very worrying that when the DA confronted the local South African Social Security Agency office regarding the fact that this office was one of the 95.3% of SASSA offices across the country that failed to answer their phones, they stated that the office uses word of mouth via CDW, stakeholder meetings, and social workers to inform grant recipients. It was, however, gratifying to find that the private sector seems to have taken plight of SASSA grant beneficiaries to heart. This morning, the DA encountered no queues at FNB branch in Morgenzon that delivered SASSA social grants for the first time on Friday last week. This indicates that the DA's call to beneficiaries to switch accounts away from Postbank to reputable banks have a positive impact on SASSA beneficiaries who have an almost monthly struggle to access their grants. There were also no queues at Standerton Boxer Superstore. In fact, the manager indicated that this business has embraced the payment of grants and that they go out of their way to make SASSA payments as quick and as comfortable as possible by having tills dedicated to SASSA payments on payment days and providing grant beneficiaries with chairs and something to eat and drink while they wait. We saw no signs of activity at the post office. The DA will write to the Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu, to gain urgent clarity regarding the worrying rumor that all post offices nationwide will stop providing social grant at the end of March this year. While grant distribution via post office and post bank is extremely inefficient and fraught with payment failures, many social grant recipients are still dependent on them to receive their funds.